Good singing tonight. If you have your Bible, let's turn to the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 1. 2 Peter, chapter 1 this evening. Someone suggested maybe we should sing songs Brian knows, and I said, Brian picked them. Hello. No, I'm trying. My mom messaged me and said, what did the duck say when he bought some chapstick? Put it on my bill. Oh, that's a good one. Shout out to mom, right? 2 Peter chapter number 1. That at least gets you to stop laughing at Brian, amen? So 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's read verse number 8. Whom having not seen ye... I'm in 1 Peter. I need to be 2 Peter. That would look better. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. For if these be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing to put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Let's be seated. We'll bow to pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for, again, a place that we could come meet. And I pray that you would help us to put your book at the top of our list, Lord. Put your will at our priority as well. Lord, thank you for all the grace that you've shown. I pray that you help me to be mindful and just to remember. I'm human, Lord, and humans forget. So remind me, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Seems like I can think of certain sermons that I've preached or that others have preached, and they are really clear in my mind, and that I remember them. And then others, you say, what'd you preach last Sunday? I have no idea what I preached last Sunday or two Sundays ago, and some things just don't stay in there. And we forget things from time to time. My wife says, I wish I could forget things like you could. Some things, I'm like, I wish you could too. Amen. But I'm forgetful on a lot of things that I need to be mindful of. And then sometimes it is a blessing just to be able to let some things go and move ahead. Tomorrow is our country's Independence Day, our birthday, as you will. And it's harder and harder to remember the things that have gone on because so much time passes by. Obviously, that's one of the things. As time passes, the dates that once were really, really fresh and impressioned in your mind become just more distant and harder to stay on top of for each one. I was talking to a lady today getting her kids signed for camp, and I was getting the birthdays. She said, I had to ask her twice, and she said, oh, don't worry about it. My husband doesn't remember them at all, and they're his kids. So I'm like, well, good deal. I'm glad I'm not the only one forgets some dates. But in this passage, it tells us to not forget and remember three times in those few verses we read. And I think that tomorrow's a blessed day that we ought to remember. Amen? The hand of God had to be on the birth of our country. I think the hand of God is on the blossoming of our country. Why would we be blessed with so much technology when it easily could have came from 100 other sources? The farming and the industry and all those things that America has been blessed with, I don't think that I should forget just what God has done for us in this place. And surely we could have done better with some of the finances and with some of the bounty. But at the same time, we surely have given hope for a lot of other places. I was talking with Yatunde this afternoon. Their daughter graduated college and just in for a couple of days and back and forth, and some different family was there. And She said, I just cannot get over how important missionaries were to my family, because my grandmother, she was telling me that her grandmother passed, they said she was 104, but they took that date from when she was at a hospital with her dad to take care of him at a missionary hospital. And so she said, I'm sure that if you went to the missionary hospital, you had to send someone to be the nurse to help take care of the person that was going to see the doctors, because the mission hospital didn't provide that. They have a doctor, but you'd have to send someone to feed, take care of, change, dress, whatever. And so when her one of her family members went, her grandmother was a little girl, went with her uncle or her dad, or I don't know the connection, but anyway, didn't speak the language, but was there, and the missionary noticed this little girl at the hospital, and after they kind of interacted with her, asked her if she'd like to come to school. And Yetunde said, my grandmother got to go to a missionary school and learn the language, and that's where she found Jesus Christ. And said, my grandmother came back to her village able to communicate and to read and write, married the prince of the village or of their region, and then had they both were able to teach the kids of that tribe. And she said, taught us all about Jesus. That's how I got saved, is because my grandmother was saved by a missionary. So she thinks her grandmother was maybe 114 when she died. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. But however old she was able to get Jesus and bring it back. So, you know, missionaries and all the, boy, our country, I don't think we should forget the blessing of God and the ability that we've had to bless others with the light of the gospel. Having said that, there's some things that we as believers definitely should not forget. And we would just take it for granted from time to time. And I'm preaching the choir. You're hearing Sunday night of the 4th of July weekend. Honda shutdown. That's like Marysville shutdown, right? And people get the time to travel and do those things. But there's some things that we ought not to forget. First of all, go to Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. And we'll come back to 2 Peter in a bit, but with this thought, and we'll look at some places, and then we'll come back and look at that chapter. Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Moses getting instruction from the Lord and how he's going to share with Joshua some things, and Joshua would be handed off the reins to lead the children of Israel. In Deuteronomy chapter number 4, look at verse 9. It says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And you came near and stood under the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire under the midst of heaven, with darkness, clouds, and thick darkness. And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire. Ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude, only you heard a voice. He declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments, and he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. He tells them, don't forget what you've seen. Now think about what they had seen. 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, they saw manna, they saw quail, they saw water from the rock, they saw their shoes not get old on their feet. Can somebody say amen? That's one way to beat inflation, not have to get a new pair of shoes all 40 years. They saw a lot of things. And then they saw the plagues of Egypt, some of them, the younger ones. And they could remember the stories. They saw the Red Sea split. They saw a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night for 40 years. All kinds of things that they could have remembered and should have remembered. But I want you to see that in this passage, it really mentions the Word of God. So don't forget what you've seen. Remember that time by the mountain when God wrote the Word and gave us the Ten Commandments? Boy, of all the miraculous things that God did for them, He told Moses and Moses told them, hey, don't forget what you've seen. I think that us Christians forget what we've seen when God's came through in our past. Can you all say amen to that? I mean, boy, remember when he came through for the bill you couldn't pay and you had no way, and then something just happened to show up on time, right when it was needed? You remember, I remember we were about to be homeless as a church back in 2007, 2008. And I remember again about to be homeless in 2020, 2021. God, boy, we shouldn't forget those things, but of all of it, I really, the fact that we have the preserved Word, we can open it, we can study it, we can read from it, we can stand upon it, we can tell others confidently what it says and what it explain what it means. What a blessing. I don't want to forget how good we have it. I think of how good I have it as a preacher. I've got the concordance on my phone. When I can't find a verse, I can look it up while I'm talking to someone else. Boy, try to do that 20 years ago. Those preachers really had to know the Word back then. It's amazing that what the things that I've been able to see and take for granted. I don't want to forget that, how fortunate I have it with the time of life and the time of history that God has chosen and allowed me to live. We can complain about a lot of things, but buddy, it's a lot better than anyone's ever had it before. When you got a stomach ache, there's Pepto-Bismol on the shelf. Can somebody say amen? Imagine 150, all kinds of things would have been just tremendous tragic situations, and we take it for granted how blessed and how good we have it. He said, don't forget what you've seen. And I know that the ones in that generation, a lot of the older ones had passed, and that was part of their discipline for not having faith to get into the promised land on time. But I'm sure that those that were living could tell some stories. They could rehearse some things that had taken place and what God had done. Remember that brazen serpent that Moses made when we got stung by the serpents and we looked and lived? All those things. Remember the bitter water that they put a tree in and then it became sweet? That miracle that Moses was able to do? Don't forget those things. I still remember when the first summer I was working for a church and I had just a couple suit jackets, trading them back and forth because the way we were dressed on staff, and somebody gave me a bunch of clothing for at a dry cleaner that was left over, and they just happened to almost fit me. I wore them anyway, proudly, man. I was, roll up them suit pants. I didn't care, buddy. There's just a lot of things that when you think of where God has brought you from, or just the fact that He brought you the Word so that you could get saved. Y'all say amen to that? Amen. Don't forget. Don't forget. We ought to be celebrating, shooting some fireworks off for that, right? Yeah. Don't forget. In Deuteronomy 31:21, it reminds them, Deuteronomy 31:20, for when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination, which they go about, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. The charge was that they were going to get full and satisfied and forget the God that brought them there. And if there is an economic struggle, and situation that comes this next short term, and I don't know. I'm not a doomsday economic prophet of that nature, but who knows? And Brother Tim Lapis said that some churches now are just having their Sunday evening service at 1 or 2 o'clock, so people don't have to drive back and forth the church to save on the transportation costs back and forth. I don't, you know, if it gets $10 a gallon, I might be staying in church all day long. Amen. And but what I'm saying is, we've been blessed, and if we forgot God when we're full, maybe we need to get empty a little bit and remember God some more. Deuteronomy warns them that when they were satisfied, when they got full, they would forget the Lord. Be careful that the song should not be forgotten. In verse 21 it says, go with me to Hebrews 13, Hebrews chapter 13. Verse number 15, tying up some loose ends of the chapter, and the doctrine has been covered about Christ and him being the only sacrifice and all those things. And it says in verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. I know that many times we can serve God out of our abundance. We can give him what we have left because we've already spent a lot of our energy and time and talent, whatever, in the cares of this world to provide and to protect a family and whatever position that God has placed you in to oversee. But I do think that whenever there is a cause to sacrifice, whenever there's a call to sacrifice, with those sacrifices, verse 16 says, it says, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. You're not going to do any better with God than he knows that it's a stress or a stretch for you to accomplish something for him. He sees that. Yeah. He knew that the widow only had 2 mites and she gave it all. Yeah. He was not, wow, how much did she have? No, he knew she gave more than anyone else because she gave it all. Yeah. Those things are noticed in God's eyes. Praying for Nancy Jeffers this afternoon. She's off a week. And Nancy loves to teach kids in junior church. And she said, I'm ready to go again, preacher. I'm ready to go. And so last Sunday, we were like, okay, we didn't know how much Nancy could do. We're trying to work around things. And she came, I'm ready to do the whole class. And she came in, and the teacher's like, okay, hey, you go, girl. You got it. And Nancy got to lead a little boy to the Lord last Sunday. And now she was back in the hospital the next week. And she's at home just weak. But, man, when I see people that can barely get to church, get here, and just give it their all, and I think, why am I complaining or having any trouble myself giving something to God? It's convicting. It is. I told a story about Pastor McInerney, the 86-year-old couple that drove from Independence, Kentucky to Wilmington, Ohio for church. And they would drive an hour and 15 minutes to come to church every Sunday and Sunday night. And he'd say, I wonder how many Baptists they drove by. They're still in their bed. And there goes the 86-year-old couple driving to church. Oh, he would just ram it down our throats, man. I was like, that couple needs to move to another church. They're convicting us all. I was like, hey, why don't you go over there so we don't have to hear your... You know, preacher would hammer. He'd put the pedal to the metal. Didn't make it, but our 86-year-old couple made it here. Oh, sacrifice. The Houghtons told somebody, we can't come today. Tom was had some medicine and sick, but he wanted to make sure we knew because he wasn't skipping church on any other account. He will come in here and if he has to crawl to get into church. He told me, he said, preacher, we can't do much, but you know what? We can come to church. And we're going to make it to come to church as much as we can. I'm like, praise the Lord for you guys, man. What a hallelujah. Now, we love Dee and we have to put up with Tom. Amen. That's just the way it works. But what a blessing. When there's a sacrifice that you have to go over and above, that's, the Bible says, but to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. I want to please God. I want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I know if he's going to call me good, it's only because of him. But I sure can decide to be faithful. I can decide to be faithful. I can be faithful some carnal thing. I can decide to do that. And so I don't want to forget that the sacrifices are well-pleasing to God. Oh, it's when there's a need and then you still go ahead and supply out of your own want and lack. That's when it means something. So anyway, don't forget what we see. Don't forget sacrifice. Where have you actually had to sacrifice something for God's sake? Most of the things we do in Christianity, I get a blessing just from doing it. I get blessed just by being a part of it. So where's the sacrifice? You know, Abraham was going to give a lamb. Noah gave a sacrifice. They didn't have a whole lot of animals on the ark after being on there for that many days. And then they burn a burnt offering right there when they get off the ark. That's a sacrifice. Well, we don't have a lot, Noah. What are we going to do to build our flock? That's okay. We're going to offer this to God. This needs to be the first thing we do when we get off the boat. You want to ride that boat any longer, boys? Let's thank God. Let's make sure there's something that we give out of sacrifice. Then let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse number 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Boy, don't forget that. Don't forget the chastening of the Lord. Don't faint when you're rebuked of him. It tells us here it's part of our sonship, of our discipline, and of the love that God has. Don't forget, whenever we're disciplined, it's a sign of God's love that he's still working and dealing with us. I know that when there's a great victory in some ministry that we're a part of, I don't forget that the enemy doesn't like that either. And he can throw some darts and hurl some attacks. Brother Carter is the director of that camp, and I talked to him the Monday after. I said, how'd it go, Brother Carter? And he said, it's a normal Monday after we had 80 or 100 kids get saved and people get baptized. I said, what happened? He said, well, you know, I was taking the, we were trying just to get away for a couple days, so I was driving the camper so wife and the grandkids, we could stay at a little place, and the refrigerator door went open as we were driving, so 2 gallons of milk just burst all over the camper when we get there. And then I find out that the refrigerator is out. It doesn't work. So our new camper with a warranty, the refrigerator, so I got to go buy, can't get one to fit it, so I had to go get a refrigerator so we can camp and have food and hook it up outside. And then our grandkids were in the toddler pool, and our daughter said, hey, watch your brother. He's floating out a little far. And so he went to grab and he pulled the floaty, and the kid went topside under and was about 10 seconds underwater. And he said, it's a good day. It's a good day after doing something for God. It's a good day. And we're going to praise the Lord. I don't forget that we have an enemy, amen?
Yes.
But I don't forget that I have a great Father as well. Amen. And He protects and He loves, He disciplines. And whatever I'm going through, He's not alarmed and He's not unaware. And so if I'm going to trust in the Lord and quote Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, I need to trust Him on the high ground and the low ground. I need to trust Him on the wet and the muddy or the dry and the pleasant. I can trust Him in any place if I just make sure and remember who He is and what it is I'm going through, that there's some purpose. We don't go through this world aimlessly. If you have bought the lie that it's just a bunch of random occurrences, why are you in church tonight? We serve a God that loves us. He's a good Father. And then He has plans and purposes beyond my sight of what's going on. What a blessing. And so don't forget that. Don't forget if you're in chastisement or if you're getting a chastening or rebuking. It's out of love that your Father has for you. And I will thank Him, and hopefully I'll thank Him earlier than later, now that I've gotten hopefully a little wiser to understand, yes, I needed that. Thank You, Lord. Yes, I probably deserve more discipline. Thanks for Your mercy involved with it. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. I've often said I probably should preach Hebrews 12 at least once a month. Just for me. Just for me. Hebrews 12 once a month for me. And so don't forget what you've seen as a Christian. Don't forget that sacrifices are still important. Don't forget that your this discipline is a sign of you being a son. And then 2 Peter chapter 1, our passage where we started. Verse 9 says, "He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." What things does he lack? Look at verse number 4. "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world." Verse 3, I'm sorry. "According as His divine power hath given unto us," how many things that pertain to life? All. He gave us all. So if we're lacking it, it's because we're blind. We didn't see it. It's there. Why aren't we using it? He's given us all these things, knowledge and diligence and faith and virtue and knowledge, temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and charity. If you put all these things on, you won't be barren nor unfruitful, but the one that lacks any of these things, he's forgotten. He's just forgotten about being purged from his old sins. Boy, I hope that I'll never get over what the blood of Christ paid for on my cross. Because this is what I should have gotten. This is what I deserve. And I've never become worthy of it yet. So when I think of my sins being forgiven, boy, how can I ever forget that? Be like, if a guy gave you $1 million, would you ever forget that guy's name? All my friends would know it too. Well, I wouldn't tell them right away, make sure I get mine cash first, but everyone would know that name. I would tell his story constantly. I would share it faithfully. But when we lack things that would make us fruitful, we become barren, you've forgotten what you were purged from. Talking to the brother Matt Rankin, and he said, "You know what, preacher, it's just so sad. So sad that there'd be any issue that people would get out of a good church that's trying to win people, because we just don't have very much time anymore." So I travel, I see things, all these churches, I just see it all the time. there's just a little time we got until we're not going to have a witness to give anymore. And boy, the things that get us up in a dander and cause us the lose sleep at night, souls and our sins being forgiven, that's what ought to cause us lose sleep at night, not some of these small things. The Bible says, though, that verse number 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. You forget about your sins being forgiven, and you're not going to be totally interested in the calling and what God has for you in the future. If you're not thankful of your salvation, you're not going to be looking at the target of what service and what calling God has for you. But if you keep it fresh in your mind, just how grateful that we ought to be for God in the past, that'll keep us on our mind what we need to do for Him in the future. Make your calling and the election sure. That's not saying that your salvation is in question, but what have you been called to do? What has God given this salvation to you for while you're still on earth? Verse 11 says, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My goodness, I don't want to forget what God has saved me from. I know that there's just a great debt that was paid. And I wasn't in the Hell's Angels or anything like that. Amen? I wasn't in the underworld of Brown County, Ohio, okay? It wasn't like it was dark and desperate and just barely surviving, but my sin was just as worse as anybody else. And just as deserving of destruction and judgment. And so some things. Tomorrow, maybe some fireworks will shoot up in the sky. You'll think about the ramparts and the Star-Spangled Banner and those things that were shooting and through the sky to help us to win our independence. And you'll be grateful for some of the blood that was poured out for our freedom and our liberty. But all the time, like that song says, when we talk of all His wondrous love and care, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Man, it's a good thing for me just to remind myself what a blessing it is for me to be a Christian. How great I have it in this day and age to serve Jesus. There are more people to witness to than there ever have been on the face of the earth. If you can't find a lost person, you just ain't looking. They're everywhere. If you're finding trouble praying for someone that's lost, boy, it doesn't take long to ask somebody. They'll tell you, hey, I got a buddy, I got a friend, I got a coworker, I got this one, that one. Talking with Justin after church this morning, he said, man, I've been praying for a coworker, and I was so upset. Right before shutdown, they put me back on the line. I hadn't been on the line for a long time, but I needed to fill in, and I thought, man, why am I on the line right before shutdown? And he said, here it was, right by this lady I've been praying for. I got the witness to her, and she's like, well, how do I get saved? And he said, well, you got to pray. He said, I was talking her through, and then we the line got stopped for a half an hour, and I thought, oh, man, the line got stopped. And I turned around, and there she was. She said, I'd like to do that. Can we do that right now? And she prayed with him to get saved. Man, what a blessing. People all over the place that we can influence and change and help them change their eternal destiny. I don't want to forget all the opportunities that we have. There are so many ways to share the gospel. You can make a meme, you can make a post, you can make a tweet, and you can make a whatever, all those things, and you can let someone else hear about Jesus. What a blessing. Don't forget what you've seen. Don't forget that sacrifices are still pleasing to God. Don't forget when you're disciplined, it's really a great sign that you're His son or daughter. And then, hey, I think we should be, of all people, most mindful and grateful. I don't want to be considered blind. Blind is what we would ascribe to someone who's lost. We'd say, amazing grace, I once was blind, but now I see, and lost, now I'm found. But verse 9, if you become unfruitful, you're blind. Boy, a Christian that becomes unfruitful, they can't see that their sins have been forgiven. They can't see what the calling of God and what the purpose would bring later on. You just never know. You never know. what God can do if you just let him have a little more of you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord, I thank you for tonight. God, I praise you for your book. Lord, my past sins being forgiven. I don't deserve an ounce of your grace. Lord, thank you for giving me a place to preach, a place to serve. Lord, in our bounty, I pray that we wouldn't forget you. We could look back and remember what we've seen so that the song would not have to come into mind, remind us if we come to trouble, and that would get our attention again. Lord, I thank you for my family. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my wife, my mom and dad. Lord, my friends in church. Lord, I thank you for the small problems that you allow me to have.